one of the t'other of it. But I think it is from Tennessee she come from. That is my grandmother on my daddy's side.
Did she sing songs too?
They said she did.
Well, you never knew her.
No, I never knew her. I never knew her. I was too young. She died before I was very old. I never did know nary one of my grandmothers. Never seen my grandmother on my mother's side. I never seen her, only just when I was little. I didn't remember nothing about her.
Did you have to work pretty hard when you were a kid?
Yes, sir. We worked hard. We had a hard time, and we had a good time. You don't know how much the people's changed. If you only knowed how much change that the world is, you would never believe it without you notice. It's the truth. I'm a-telling. Yes, sir. We'd work on the farm for people. At anything, any kind of work they had to do, for we could make anything, we'd work from the time we got big enough to work. Sang, going camp out or singing. Daddy'd take us out in the woods singing. We'd camp out and stay out in the woods and sing. I like that. I've done all kinds of work. I've dug taters, I've cut corn, I've shucked corn, I've binded oats, all kinds of work, hoed corn. Done all kinds of work on a farm. People at horse. And I mind you worked all day from daylight till dark for a dollar a day. But look how much more your dollar was worth than what it is now. How much more it is worth to you.
Yeah, a couple of dollars would get you some groceries.
Why, yeah. Oh, yeah. You could get a lot of things with a couple of dollars. That's the truth. Now it ain't worth nothing. A dollar's nothing, is it? No. A dollar's nothing.
Did they have a school at Three Forks where you grew up?
Yes.
Was it a one-room school? Or?
I don't know. I never went to it. My oldest sister went. The oldest one went to it. Mm-hmm. She went to school there. They had a schoolhouse.
Did they learn singing in the schools?
I don't know. Whether they learned them singing or not, I never heard them say. But I guess they did. But they had a school there where they went to school. They had a church where they went to church. They had to walk and go. When you went them days, you walked. Doubt you catched a ride in a wagon or... That's the truth. That's the way they... They went. The people that went, they'd ride horseback or use wagons and horses. That's what they used all the time. There's no other way to go. They got used to the walking. They didn't care for it. Yeah, they didn't. They'd walk and go all everywhere. Emmy, have you ever put wood in the cook stove?
No.
Well, ain't it burnt out?
I'm
When you could play, and I swear I ain't played none for months and months and months. And I got behind crippled and this, that, and then I just quit fooling with it.
What key you play the Indian Nation, don't you?
That's another key lesson. You see, I got my hands all, crippled up, you know, and the feller shoved down, you know. The back end of a car down a hill, it's just now getting well. I've been to the doctor about a week or two or 3 weeks.
Where did that Indian Nation tune come from?
Well, boys, I'll just tell you the truth. I don't know. I heard that years and years ago. I don't know where it's come from. Don't know who learned that or where they learned it from, whether it's from way back in or from a grandpa or some of them. They learned that tune. I don't know.
Is that just played with the high basses?
Yeah, you hear it. It's got a kind of a...
Same key as New Piney Mountain?
No. No, it's a different key that the New Piney Mountain played in, isn't it?
Did you get old sledge there?
No, I don't. He ain't tuned for sledge. No, it's a different key from the sledge.
Do you remember any Indian people when you were growing up? Was there still any of them left in this country?
Well, you know, I never saw very many Indian people. You know, there's one stayed at my house for a he stayed there, you know, and he was a nice kind of a fella, you know. And one night, a screech owl come and flew around the window, you know, and he got up and he said, well, he said, I gotta leave from here this morning. He said, I've got to get away from here. I said, what's the matter? Well, he said, there's something wrong with my people somewhere, he said, somehow or another, and he said, I've got to go. He said, I said, that's nothing but a screech owl. I said, that's a screech owl, I said, hauling around. No, he said, don't make no difference. He said, there's something wrong with my people, he said, somehow or somewhere or another. He said, I've got to go. So there's some people there with him, you know, and he said, I've got to go. And, well, I said, John, I said to him, I said, what's the matter with that man? I said, he was a pure Indian. He was off the reservation. And he said, I've got to leave, he said. And so, got the next morning, he wouldn't quit with them. And that's why they took him. They had to take him plumb in the inner town and put him on the bus and send him back to Baltimore. I don't know whether there's anything wrong with these people. Now, he said there was. He said that is a sign there was something wrong with these people somewhere or somehow or another. And so, I don't know, that's the way he believed, so I reckon. I never seen him anymore. They called him Big Chief. He was a nice fellow to talk to, you know, that Indian was. I liked him, kind of, you know, but he just had one of them spells. He said he had to go. No way he had to go right now. He said, just because it gets daylight, I'm a-going. He said, I'm a-going, and he did. So he left.
Do you think your family, the older people in your family, learned any of their music from Indians?
Well, I think probably some of them did, tell you the truth. About way back in, or years and years, I think they did learn a lot of that stuff from the Indians. You know, they acted like the Indians, you know. They wanted to.
How was that?
Well, you know, just like something like this, you know. When they dreamt anything, you know, they wanted to make it come true, whether it did or whether it wasn't. And when they dreamt anything, they had to make it come true, you know. That's the way they.
That was an Indian belief?
Yes, sir. That was their belief. They had to make it come true. And that was their belief. And they'd get around a big fire, you know, and have a big dance around a big fire, you know, and stuff, you know. And they was afraid of that many. Damn it, they'd kill you. They wouldn't fool with you. And one night, they had dreamt about my great-granddaddy. He lived there with the Indians, you know. And they kind of liked him. They got kind of friends, you know. They seen he was a great hunter, too, you know. And, you know, they got to living around with him, you know. And one night, there was an old Indian, you know. He sat around, he come around every day. He come to my grandpa's house and sat around every day, you know. And they never paid no attention to him, you know. And he sat around, and He'd leave and he'd come back. And he liked my dad. My great-grandfather, he liked him, you know. He liked him. He liked to be with him, he said. And he told him. He said, I want to tell you something. He said, now I said, if these people ever find it out, he said, they'll burn me to a stake. But he said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, that you don't know. He said, the Indians come in night and burn every white person there in this village. He said, they're coming and burn them tonight. He said, if you want to get out, he said, you better get out. And my great-grandfather had two horses. And he never even hesitated. He just grabbed a little bit of what he had, you know, and the kids. I think he had two kids. And put them on them horses, and away he went with them. And I said, if they find this out on me, he said, they'll burn me to a stake. He said, that's what they'll do to me. But he said they're coming to burn the white people, all the white people out of here tonight. And so he just jumped on his horses, and away he went. And he come, I believe, I don't know whether it was a high river or what river, well, some big river. Hell, he tucked the horses, I don't know, he just plunged them in, horses, kids and all, and just, and they got, and he said, when he got to us, he said, you sure then into hollering on the other side. Now, they're that close to him. And he got away from them. And I think they did. They burnt every white person that night. They burnt the whole deal of her up. Now, they was hateful fellas. I'll swear them Indians was. And you couldn't tell them nothing. Hell, I've lived at Tuscany, and you can't tell them nothing. They won't listen. They think they know everything. When they hear something, they just, that's their way. There's their belief, and that's their way. Now, you couldn't tell them nothing. I tried to tell that fellow. I said, I'm telling you something. I said, listen here, man. I said, I've heard hundreds of screech owls and stuff. I said, they're thick here. I said, it didn't make any difference to him. He said, and he would not quit. He wouldn't quit. Now, he got on a wrong rampage, and he wouldn't quit till they took him back to Baltimore. Now, they took him plumb back to Baltimore that night. And I said, damn, she's away. I said, them owls hollers any time. I said, don't you know at this time of year them owls hollers any time? No, and he said, but there's something wrong somewhere or another. And he couldn't talk very good. And I said,
What were some of the other ways that your people were like the Indians?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. They got mad at you. I'll just tell you the truth. My dad got mad at you. He is good to anybody. I swear to God. He got mad at you. In 2 minutes, he'd kill you. Right in 2 minutes, he aimed to kill you. Right then. Now, that's the kind of a fella he was. That's where I'll tell you the truth. And he got mad. He was good to you. He'd do anything for you. Anything. Everybody like it. But if he got mad at you, you know, you done something to him, kept on doing something to him, I swear he'd kill you in a minute. Now, he aimed to kill you. He didn't aim to fool around with you. Now, I swear they didn't. I can show you hundreds of them they killed. They killed plenty of them. When they got mad at you, they'd kill you right now. And maybe in 2 hours, if you just get away from them, if you had 10 minutes, 25 minutes, maybe they're just as good as you as ever. Now, that's the kind of people they were. They just fly mad all at once at something, and you didn't know what it was. But that's the way it was. Now, that's the kind of people they were. That's the way they lived. Well, then. So, now, that's the kind of people they were. Just tell the damn truth. That's the way they lived.
This was your dad's fiddle?
This is my dad's fiddle, I swear.
When he was 24?
He was about 24 years old when he got that fiddle. And I can count back 100 years. 100 years, that fiddle's 100. That's if it ain't 1736 in the inside of it. You look in there, see if it ain't. Probably that's when it's patent. Now, I don't know. Ain't that what it is, 1736?
Yep.
Well, is that when it's patent? No, I'll show you. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you something. All right. You look on that. Look right there. See if it don't say Antonius Stradivarius. All right, now you look on these others. I've got one. I've got a Stradivarius. And I swear, it don't say on that.
It says it on the inside.
Huh?
It says Stradivarius on the inside.
Yes, sir. It says Stradivarius on the inside.
Oh. And you used to have to slip around.
Yeah, I had to slip around. That's the very fiddle I learned to play on. It's been. I sent that up to. Where did I send? Chicago, Illinois. I sent that fiddle to get it fixed.
Your dad didn't want you fooling with it?
No, sir. And them kids got a hold of it and they took it up to haw that. Sister's boy of mine, I tore it all to pieces, and I showed this fiddle to this fellow, and he said, Brother, he said, I believe he'll fix that fiddle for you. I said, you can't fix it. Yes, he said, I can. And I just got it back here about a month ago. Now, that fiddle is light again as one of those other fiddles. You feel the weight of that fiddle and feel the weight of mine. Now, and see the difference there on the weight. Do you feel the weight of it? Ain't a lighter fiddle than that, yes, sir. That's a fiddle I learned to play on.
Where'd your dad keep it?
He kept it in the bargain. He wouldn't allow us to have it. I'll swear he wouldn't. He wouldn't allow you to have his fiddle or his gun.
So when he was gone out of the house,
yes, sir. You didn't get it? Yes, sir. We wouldn't get it. Hell, we wouldn't touch his gun. He kept them loaded all the time. He kept shells in them all the time. He knew not to fool his gun, his rifle. I mean, he knew if anybody ever tested, I'll swear he would even lay your hand on it. He'd know whether it had been tested or not. I'll swear he did. He that kind of thing. But, you know, he had a shotgun tuning. But he didn't care for me hunting with his shotgun. He didn't care for me doing that. I could just take his shotgun hunt. He had kept plenty of shells. I'd take his shotgun, but not his rifle. He wouldn't let nobody fool with that.
Well, he had it sighted in.
Yeah, he had it sighted in just the way he wanted it, and he didn't want nobody to fool with it. Don't you think that's a damn good idea, too? Well, he'd go hunting with it, and if somebody been a fool with you, and monkeys aside, you hate to fool with a gun. I'm just like him, damn it. I'm kind of that way, too. If I've got a gun, I know just exactly what to shoot. I don't like somebody to fool the sight and fool with it, you. That's the way it was. You don't want to fool you if somebody to fool your guitar and monkey with it. No, that's the way they was. That's the way the kind of people they was. They didn't want nobody to fool with their stuff. But now you could have come along and said, let me shoot your gun. He'd have took you out, let you shot it, or done anything with you, know. But he didn't want nobody to hunt with you, know, and fool with it like he did. So that's the way it was, boys.
Were you around Eden a lot when you were growing up?
Not too much.
Mm. Did he had left the country?
Huh?
Eden had left that country over there?
Yeah, he left that country over there we lived, and he went to Elkins, and he went to Ohio and stayed a while. He went to Ohio and stayed a while, and then he come back, and he moved over here on Stomp Creek. And he lived there for a good long while. I think he lived down here for Three Forks a long time. And he just first lived one place, but he went to Ohio. Then I didn't get a count of him for a long, long time after he went. He stayed there for a good long while to Ohio. And then when he come back, he moved over here on Stump Creek, and he lived there till he died. Where you going, Reeve?
What town should
you go? Of where?
Town.
You're going to town? When you got that stuff, in a few days you was either bad or you were dead. Now, whichever you, that's the way it was. When you took it way back years ago, you was either dead or better. One of the two. In 3 days you was either better or dead. Now, that's the way she was when they first come around. That's the worst thing I ever had in my life. But I've had it the whole damn fall. I can't hardly get rid of it. Well, I think I'm moving from Stillwell. I think I'm moving up to Huntersville.
You want to move?
Yeah, I think I've got my house up there.
What do you want to go up there for?
Well, I don't know.